What other bigger question is there today than how do I live longer?
We often refer to it as longevity biotech, and it's not just about living longer. It's about living healthier lives. The idea behind longevity biotech is to create treatments and pharmaceuticals, equipment that helps us get a longer health span, do no harm. So no intervention until there's something wrong with us. Now, longevity biotech says that's not a good approach, because by the time there is a disease, there's already a lot of damage that's accumulated in your body. The whole concept with longevity is let's treat aging. Today we have defined 12 hallmarks of aging. The idea is let's treat these hallmarks instead of waiting for the diseases to happen to treat these diseases. We want to do some proactive treatments. We want to treat people who are healthy.
So a person might be 30, but his biological age might be 70 or 80. When someone says he was young, he was active, he was working out and all of it, but yet he suffered a stroke or a heart attack, it was because of the imbalance in the 12 hallmarks of aging, correct?
Correct, exactly. It's this advancement in these hallmarks that causes diseases. Biological age will fluctuate. For example, if you have the flu or say you've had COVID, your biological age will actually measure older right after or during that condition. But then it will recover slowly.
How easy it is to measure these hallmarks?
The answer is we don't know how to do it well yet. If you could measure it at home inexpensively, let's say with a drop of blood or by some other means every day or several times a day, you could observe.
You can measure two things to calculate age. One is all these functional tests that relate mostly to independence in your life. That's your capacity to go to the supermarket by yourself, to do some exercise, right? And the other bracket is all these cellular and molecular tests.